Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, The Phenomenon of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Continuing with our How to Learn Astrology seminar, this show, we are going over the most vital part of astrology today. That's right, the Sabian symbols. We are going to discuss the significance of each and every one of the degrees of the zodiac and how you can be like an astrologer by being able to look the degrees in your own chart up are the degrees of someone you know or love, and literally you can interpret their soul, their karma, their potential, their growth. And frankly, if you're interested in any of your degrees of the zodiac and you'd like to check this philosophy out, I have all the Sabian symbols with me today. The Sabian symbols are a very special part of the astrological tradition, and a wonderful man named Rudyard came out with an outstanding book called An Astrological Mandala that's available from the bookstores, of course, that does discuss each and every one of the 360 segments of astrological knowledge, the 360 degrees. There are 30 degrees in each sign, times 12, that makes 360 total degrees, and each and every degree has essence and actually vibration. Each minute of each degree also has essence vibration, but I'm not evolved enough, frankly, to tell you what each and every one of those minutes are. If you want to know how many minutes there are in the zodiac, you multiply 360 times 60, and then you'll get how many minutes there are. And frankly, let me do that in my head real fast. That would make it about 21,600 minutes in the zodiac. And then there's also 60 seconds per minute. So each second and each minute and each degree has a different essence vibration. That's why even when twins are born with a different rising sign, unless they are revived at the exact second, then they are going to have just a little different vibration, essence vibration on them according to when they were born and what their chart looks like. Something very magical happened to me in the 70s. First of all, something very tragic happened when my life fell apart. I was, I'm sort of a Pisces down deep. People wonder, what kind of guy is Farley? Well, I'm really a Pisces. I have Mars and Neptune in the 12th house. And, frankly, I have Mars and Neptune also conjunct. So that energy is so Piscean that I sort of live in a rose-colored glass garden. And oftentimes, especially when I was younger, I was so dreamy and so fantasy-oriented that I used to think that life was perfect. And I used to think that I was in a situation in my life that nothing could go wrong, okay? And people would tell me things, and I would believe them. And people would tell me things that was supposed to be truth, and I would check that and test that as truth. So many times in my childhood, I was so naive and so immature and so sophomoric that I actually believed everyone. And, you know, it's so funny. People used to take such advantage of Farley Malaris when I was a child. My family, my friends, my girlfriends I had, my wife, you know, like my wife would actually tell me stories. Because I would ask her, you know, I wouldn't trust her, and I suspected her of having an affair on me. So I'd asked her about it, and she'd go, no way, you know I'd never do that to you, I love you, you know. She didn't even know I had Neptune in the 12th, Mars in the 12th conjunct, and that my sensitive, vulnerable nature was such that I wouldn't really be able to know the truth unless I was had so much clarity, so much sobriety, and so much consciousness that truth would be able to flow through. Because I was self-destructive, and I was underwater. I was submerged for much of my life. So basically, what I'm... everybody out there is going, Farley, I'm not having an affair. Don't worry. I'm not worried about you folks. But anyway, the interesting part of this topic is that I got shocked. I went through a shock phase around 24, 23 and 24, 25 years old when the truth was finally revealed to me. For better or for worse, I got knocked upside the head. I found out the truth about what was going on with some of my friends, the truth about some of my close relationships, close relatives, and I found out the truth about my wife. Okay? And when the truth hits, It hurts. And if you're like me, if you're Piscean in nature, and if you're vulnerable and susceptible to denial, then overall, you put yourself in a position that even when you do hear the truth, you don't want to hear it. It's like having children that use drugs. Someone says, your son's on coke. No way. You know, or your daughter's using marijuana. You're into denial. Well, you know what? I met a woman in 1975 named Dana Marshall, who probably is a person that had more of an impact on my life than any single person on this planet, because she is and was so powerful, because she is such a clear channel, because she's so wonderful in love and light and spirit, and she's a Scorpio too. She's so gifted that when she established the Academy of Atlantis, you know, this woman was a graphic artist, and one day, all of a sudden, while she was drawing, her hand started to write upside down and backwards on the easel. And she didn't know what this was. So she took it to some friends, and they tried to figure it out, and they couldn't figure it out. So they held it up in the mirror upside down, and it was a message, you know. And, you know, from this point on, this woman started writing hundreds of thousands of pages of information that led her to understand that the development and establishment of the Academy of Atlantis was going to occur in the 70s on Wilshire Boulevard, and that she would be involved in training hundreds of thousands of people along the lines of astrology, metaphysics, and psychic and spiritual awareness. And don't try to find the Academy of Atlantis. It's not there anymore. This is it. We are the legacy of the Academy of Atlantis right now. So whatever happened in the 70s, the Astrology Hour has been birthed. We are the child of that academy. But the thing is that this is a woman that really knew nothing about metaphysics, psychic and spiritual awareness, or astrology, and she channeled all the sacred knowledge that was to be used and taught at the Academy of Atlantis. She was told that she was a very highly evolved being, and that she had guides, and that these guides were Atlantean in nature, and that sacred knowledge was to be channeled through her to be published and to be used by the Academy to teach astrology and metaphysics and psychic and spiritual awareness. And, you know, when I was in trouble, when my life fell apart, and when nothing worked, when I went to group therapy, when I went to single therapy, when I went to meetings, when I talked to doctors and counselors and Buddhists and Hindus, and I chanted and I tried everything, For some reason, I went to the Academy, and there was no big sign that said Academy of Atlantis. It was just a couple of doors. It happens to be a beauty shop right now at 1212 Wilshire Boulevard. But back then, there was no inclination at all what that was. And, you know, the funny thing was, is I was in the car with my friend Michael, and the car literally drove me. I want to tell you something. I had no control over my car. It was like Shirley MacLaine type experiences, where my car literally drove me to this building, and I went in the front door, and I knew that this is where the answer was. See, like, I had a severe ulcer, a perforated duodenal ulcer that my doctor did not like the prognosis on. In fact, could have been terminal, even though I never told my mother that. You can die from a bleeding ulcer. And I had that because I was miserable over all this truth that I got from my shattered illusions and dreams and denials I'd been in. Well, nothing had helped me until I got to the Academy and met Dana. I want you to know, within 3 days, I got my mantra for meditation, signed up for the astrology and psychic and spiritual awareness classes, went through a healing with Dana, and that ulcer was gone. It was gone. Because I'd received all these answers I'd been looking for, and I realized that these people held the truth that I had been seeking. In all those years, I thought I knew the truth. I didn't know truth. What I was really looking for was open-mindedness and the search for further truth. Well, what I have for you in today's topic is the result of the foundation of the astrological knowledge that Dana channeled to be used in the Academy of Atlantis astrological schools. The Sabian symbols are a rich esoteric tradition in astrology that represent the subtle and more refined cycle of astrological interpretation, which means that by looking at the degrees in your chart and by knowing where your planets are, you can look it up in this guide. You can look it up, and you can literally find out the intense esoteric definition of your karma by knowing these degrees. Now, astrology is a science and can be approached at a myriad of levels, of course, depending on your advancement or your awareness of the teachers of astrology or your own personal teacher inside of you. But the road which unites all levels of perception is what we call the esoteric, metaphysical, karmic pathway of evolutionary knowledge in astrology. So the Sabian symbols, which are the sacred definitions of each and every degree, that are the Atlantean definitions, these are definitions that are 60,000 years old, that come from the psychics and the evolved masters, the astrological masters of Atlantis, that passed down this information through Dana, that developed the Academy of Atlantis, that trained Farley Malaris, and that eventually helped bring this show to the airways and also teach thousands of people in Southern California about astrology. Okay? The Sabian symbols are an integral part of this tradition. The first source of the Sabian symbols, believe it or not, is off-planet. It's in another galaxy. Because I believe that a lot of things on Earth, if not all things, were delivered here not through evolution and not through an amoebic evolution of cellular division, but I believe that all life and all knowledge has been delivered here from extraterrestrial sources, so I include knowledge like astrology, okay? And frankly, the Earth was a planet that was selected as a karmic experiment for souls that were lost and that were misled and that were obsessed and selfish. And frankly, this planet was populated by different races from different planetary experiences. And metaphysics and astrology and philosophy of karma and the philosophy of the Sabian symbols are how this galaxy works and how the energy of the galaxy affects the individuals on this planet is all part of a great plan to try to help the beings that would be alive and incarnate on this planet become spiritual and to become more one with their God force and to be able to let go of their obsessions and their selfish behavior, their greed, their avarice, their separations, their discriminations, and also racist philosophies, whatever. Now, the Atlanteans were on the road of a tremendous involvement in truth and were of a nature to utilize esoteric interpretations to further their spiritual advancement. So we take a look at the civilization of Atlantis as the most advanced civilization on this planet. And I want you to know that we have only been in an age of technology for about 100 years. This is 1989. If you think 1889, we're talking horses, guns, cattle rustlers, and robbing banks. This is 100 years later, and we got enough nuclear explosives on this planet, and I recommend you go see Miracle Mile, by the way, if you want to learn about nuclear war. Heavy movie. That'll freak you out. You get so frustrated in that movie, you freak out at the end. But, we have enough nuclear explosive devices in 100 years to blow up this part of the galaxy, probably. It's a heavy amount. It's overkill for sure. So Atlantis had technology for about 5,000 years. So you can imagine, I mean, these people were able to fly without wings, without planes. They were very evolved individuals, psychically, spiritually, and metaphysically. And the animals were our family. They are our brothers. We knew it. Vegan vegetarianism was normal, natural, and astrology was something that was understood, accepted. It was part of the intuition. It was part of the sacred knowledge in the higher self. So the Sabian symbols, the essence vibration, the esoteric interpretation of each and every one of the degrees was part of the knowledge of everyone that lived in Atlantis. This is, you say 16 Scorpio and right away they would know what that vibration was. If someone, if someone said, can I see your chart? You'd hand an Atlantean their chart and immediately it would just pop into their mind and they would feel the entire vibration of the person's karma and the karma would be instantly absolved. It was a pretty incredible civilization at that point, and it was destroyed during an age of Aquarius effect where the wrong choice was made instead of a choice of peace and freedom. They blew it. They had weapons that were a lot more highly technical than nuclear weapons, so literally civilization was erased and melted down without a trace. Except for a few minor hints we have of the civilization and the psychic hints, no trace of this awesome technology and advanced civilization. So the symbols, actually, the Atlanteans were on the road to this involvement in truth and were of a nature to utilize these esoteric interpretations for their spiritual advancements. So once again, this information is delivered to us here on Earth in the 20th century in the American epic to help us understand life and to embrace astrology and metaphysics and psychic and spiritual awareness to hope that we make the proper choice and don't melt ourselves down. We like the last 5,000 years too. Okay. Now, these symbols, believe it or not, have been preserved through many different astrology and mystery schools in many different ways. You know, like this information has been channeled by many astrologers and many different interpretations that have brought us the obvious logic of the zodiac. You know, what makes a Leo and a Virgo and Mars and Pisces and such, the meanings of this Sabian essence has already been passed down through the ages. But what Dana got was a surgical, precise interpretation of each and every one of the degrees of the zodiac, which, as far as I'm concerned, if you sat down as a layman with somebody that you have a chart for, you can just sit there and spend the time of reading them, all of their Sabian symbols, and blowing their mind as far as plugging into exactly what they are as a person. So we do find the Sabian symbols are literally chilling in revealing character, identity, karma, and in also helping you become an astrologer. Now, I'm not asking you to memorize each and every one of the Sabian symbols because there's 360 of them, and that's quite a lot of information to memorize. And I'm not putting down Rudger's book either, because Rudger's book, The Astrological Mandala, is very close to the Sabian symbols that we offer here in the Astrology Hour. We don't have a symbol for zero because what we have instead is 30 of the previous degree and one of the degree that follows zero. So when it comes to analyzing the number zero, it's so powerful that it embraces the end of the last degree and the beginning of the current sign it's in. So that way we have 30, which really doesn't exist. The 30 really does mean the zero of the next sign, but it's such a close overlap and a cusp that's the way for some reason it is explained. I want to make that clear to you too. So astrology is a tool which can be a benefit to any individual. The higher one's level of attainment, the greater the benefits one derives. When the degree of understanding is great enough, the door to esoteric comprehension swings open and one perceives greater truths than are available in today's normal natal astrology. You see, all of us have the sacred wisdom of astrology embedded in our higher selves. And when you become more sober and have more clarity and your self-esteem is higher and you are in control of your chakras and you take up things like meditation, then you are able to finally plug into the esoteric knowledge that is embedded in your soul, the mechanical part of astrological nature that lives inside of each person that helps us design the astrological vehicle that we must have as a baby at birth. And each and every following reincarnational astrological vehicle that we must embrace in lifetimes that may follow. So, you know, you can really go far with this stuff, and good luck, because the farther you go, the more you'll learn about your multidimensional self, the higher part of yourself, and also things about the universe that you never thought were possible. Okay, and frankly, an ever increasing number of people are currently approaching this stage of development because we are in the age of Aquarius. It happened during the technology shift about 100 years ago. There is more clarity, which is allowing people to create these inventions and handle things like inventing television and telephone and computers and even nuclear weapons. You know, there's a reason why for thousands of years we didn't have the knowledge to create this technology. If you think about it, why couldn't we invent stuff like this? Because we weren't affected by the Aquarian vibration, which is the genius, the technology, the scientific vibration. And now we're going to be there for 2,000 years. And so the Industrial Revolution and the Age of Technology in itself is the proof that astrology works as we move into the great year of the Aquarian sector. That's why it is so critical that we are able to take the technology and create it for the good of humanity and not for the destruction of humanity. And that's the choice Aquarius gives us. Violence or peace through sudden shock change. And that's the choice we have, and nothing is guaranteed. That's why I hope they do succeed in China, and they succeed in Russia, and we succeed in America to creating a truly democratic planet, removing the threat and the genocide that the Geneva Convention disdains, which is the nuclear block on this planet. Okay? So we do find that many of you in Southern California that listen to the Astrology Hour are gifted with this sacred knowledge. And the reason why you listen to a show like the Astrology Hour is because you know you're part of it. There's something inside of you that is seeking this clarity. So interpretation of the symbols does require a lot of work from developed, finely tuned minds. And true understanding can bring the joy of knowing one's exact place on his chosen path, and the awesome knowledge that his decisions are no longer supported by the crutch of ignorance. Okay? So I want you to know that when you get the Sabian symbols and when you understand them, it is a sign to me that you have come far in your growth, your awareness, and your knowledge, and you are ready to step off into advanced philosophies of esoteric astrology. So congratulations if you reach that level. Let me give you my degrees. I'm going to give you Farley's chart, so I'll give you a test of what it's like. My north node is in Taurus at 8 degrees, and 8 Taurus says, this is my purpose in life, a feeling of loneliness and a need for involvement, a stepping over the self-imposed boundaries, a lifting of the mind toward the future. That's my purpose in life in Taurus in the 7th house. The next sign is Gemini, and I have Uranus at 29 Gemini in the 9th house. So this is my awakening factor. This is my genius factor. A leaving off of experiences from the past, except as lessons learned. This is called letting go. An excited anticipation of the new flow of energy, a feeling of power over negatives. And that's been the story of my life. My Venus is at 5 Cancer. And so this is 5 Cancer, or my experience, my karma with money and women. Okay? Recklessness becomes evident. A seeking of experience through error, a searching for trauma to overcome, bringing self-pity into play. Okay? My Pluto is at 14 Leo in my 10th house of career, so this is a career vibration. A desire for new experiences in career, a bringing of difficulties to self in order to overcome yearning for peace. I have 2 planets at 18 Leo, my Sun and my Mercury, and this is also in my career house. A desire to learn detachment, an attempt to not become too involved in nature's inconsistencies, a need to change things for self's comfort. And it's always been be nice to Farley, and that's what I've learned. My karma is 25 Leo. That's where my Saturn is. A facing of karmic instincts. This is the karma degree of Leo anyway. A cry out for self-reliance. A plea for release from bondage of the past and from past lives. Okay, in Libra, I have no Virgo. In Libra, I have Neptune at 10. A confrontation of ideals with self's image. An acceptance of the need for companionship. A realization of loneliness. Once again, loneliness has been part of my life here. Mars, and my Mars is at 15 Libra. A balance of boredom and exaltation. A necessity for techniques of relaxation. That's so true. A tuning of rhythms within the physical body. That's me. My rising is 20 Libra, which is one of the rarest and most powerful degrees of the whole zodiac. So I'm real proud to be able to have the same degree of rising as John F. Kennedy, a very, very powerful individual, as you know. And all the 20s in Libra are pretty high. They're pretty high as far as divine connection is concerned. So if you're 20 to 29, congratulations. A desire to inspire from inner acknowledgement of ancient teachings, an accumulation of frustrations explodes into a social revolt for others' sake. Sound like Farley Mellers? Okay. My moon is at 17 Scorpio, a blending of spiritual and material natures, a reliance upon the wisdom of divine justice through karma cycle. That's my emotions, divine justice, karmic cycle. And finally, my Jupiter is in Sagittarius at 19 degrees. So we'll finish up understanding Farley here totally. A desire to become attuned to the universe, Farley, a need to seek the essence of self in relation to the laws of the universe, a seeking of elements of universal karmic cycle. So my degrees keep responding to karma, to cycle, to loneliness, to self, to universal needs, and to evolution and growth. And that's me. Those are my Sabian symbols that I felt like sharing with you on today's show. And I hope you've enjoyed this last 7 or 8 shows on how to learn astrology. It's been a very evolutionary experience for me. And I appreciate and thank all the people that have been nice enough to join the club and support this show and keep it on the air.